The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon. Welcome to today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. You're going to hear it on the grapevine. The country is waiting for something. They don't know what they're waiting for, but I'm going to give you an insight. They're waiting for the return of Barack Obama to power. Sounds strange, but I'm going to tell you, on the grapevine, there's a plan to bring him back to power, to reinstate him, destroy the Constitution, and to end election cycles in this country. You're hearing it here on the grapevine. And I'll tell you why I say that. On yesterday's Olive Tree program, I felt to talk about the two great prophecies of Donald J. Trump. One in the Old Testament in 1 Kings chapter 8. It's the account where Solomon dedicated the temple after the temple was built. And on that day that it was finished, he dedicated that temple. And in verse 41, he talks about a stranger that would come to Israel to pray toward the temple. Donald Trump fulfilled that prophecy on the 22nd of May, 2017. It says in that prophecy that the stranger, who is not Hebrew or Jewish, would come from a far country. And he would come from a far country, the United States of America, and he would go to the Western Wall and pray toward the temple. And it was fulfilled on the 22nd of May, 2017. You can go and you can read 1 Kings chapter 8. Verse 41, 42, and 43. This was fulfilled by Donald J. Trump, the king of a great empire, the king of a great nation, an end-of-the-world nation. Great nation. And just before he went to Israel to pray at the Wailing Wall, he had gone to Saudi Arabia to meet with all of the princes of Esau in the Arab world. So that's one prophecy. The second prophecy is out of Revelation chapter 17, verse 10, a riddle of seven presidents. The seven presidents of the great empire and nation that Donald Trump would leave for about a 6-8 day trip, he would leave the country and go to fulfill prophecy in the Middle East. He is the seventh king in the riddle. You don't have to believe me. He's the seventh president. And in the riddle, it speaks of seven final presidents of the United States of America and eight administrations. One of the seven presidents gets a second roughly eight-year term, which is unconstitutional. So for that individual to resume power, the whole world is going to wonder in awe and fear, because they're going to see it as a sign from God, from the God of heaven. And it is going to confuse the leaders of the nations when one of the seven kings or presidents of the United States will take the final time at the helm of this country. Joe Biden is not recognized as the president of this country. His wife Jill is not the first lady. They are imposters taking position illegally in the power structure in this country. But Donald Trump, according to the riddle in Revelation chapter 17, verse 10, is still the legal president of that great empire at the end of the world, the United States of America. And the eighth administration will be filled. The power structure will be filled with the sixth king and all of his entourage that was with him previously. We'll be back.
The Rev here. Life can deal some crushing blows. Renew, refresh, and restore your spirit. Join us every Sunday as Pastor Keith reveals the joy of knowing God through the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We gather at the Old Severance Town Hall at 10 o'clock, located at 4th Avenue and 1st Street in Severance, to hear God's inspiration. Come and be part of our family. We look forward to meeting you.
Hey, 1360 fans, Tika here with Serenity Painting. Did you know that we also offer concrete, framing, drywall, and much more? For a free estimate, call us at 970-978-9565. Mention 1360 and receive 15% off any construction service and or free upgrade to lifetime warranty paint with a 7-year labor warranty included. Call us today at 970-978-9565.
The real cost of the state is the prosperity we do not see, the jobs that don't exist, the technologies to which we do not have access, the businesses that do not come into existence, and the bright future that is stolen from us. The state has looted us just as surely as a robber who enters our home at night and steals all that we love. Frederick Bastiat.
Crispy, faded, lit, baked, toasty, stoned, blazed, zooted.
When you're high, there are a lot of ways to say it. But there's only one thing you need to remember. Driving under the influence of marijuana is illegal everywhere. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't you care about your sons and daughters?
So I'm presenting to you the two prophecies of Donald Trump. And the second prophecy, Revelation chapter 17, verse 10, again. Seven presidents, eight administrations. One of the seven has two roughly eight-year terms. A first 8 year, the second may be close to 8 years also. We eliminate the first five, starting with Jimmy Carter, the second king or president in the riddle is Ronald Reagan. The third king or president is George Bush Sr. The fourth president is Bill Clinton. The fifth president in the riddle would be George Bush Jr. The sixth president would be Barack Obama. Barry Satoru is his Christian name. The seventh king, the seventh president of a great empire at the end of the world, who would have a vehicle that is named Air Force One, and would be the seventh king that would take Air Force One to Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, on the 20th of May, 2017, to visit with all of the children, the princes of Ishmael, Abraham's first child, and the families in the Middle East, and also some of the families of Jacob, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Jacob had a twin brother, Esau. Esau's families would still exist in this time also. Donald Trump would take this magnificent vehicle, land in Riyadh, address the kings and the rulers in Islam and the nations in the Middle East. I think there were about 50 representatives in King Solomon's great tent, a massive, beautiful tent. Donald Trump would address the Arab / Islamic families and tell them, the kings, if you let extremist terrorism rule your nations, it will destroy you, your families, your children, your nation. Don't fund it. And they listened. Then on the 22nd, he would fly to Israel, land at Tel Aviv Airport, go to the Western Wall, the Wailing Wall, and pray toward the temple, fulfilling prophecy. Christians who should know Bible prophecy don't. They don't have a view that the United States of America is in the Bible, where it is very clear that it is in the Bible. The last seven kings in the riddle are from a great empire, the greatest empire ever in the history of mankind, the United States of America. And the Christians, people who should know Bible prophecy, don't. You heard it on the grapevine. I'm telling you what's coming. I don't believe we are going to make it to the next election. I don't believe we're going to get there. Things are happening too fast. The eighth or the sixth king in the riddle, Barry Satoru, will be the eighth king or the eighth administration. He's the sixth king. He'll be the king presiding over the sixth administration and the eighth administration. I don't expect you to understand what I'm saying. I don't expect you to believe what I'm saying. I've taken the position that you won't understand, that you're already laughing, I don't care. That's fine. It's not for me to prove. Time will test what I'm saying. If what I'm saying is true, then according to what the Bible says about the next, when Barry Satoru resumes power, the Bible says there will be shock, awe, there will be more than, it won't be awe. You will be dumbstruck. You will tremble, you will fear. Your knees are going to knock. Because you're going to see that it is a great sign from God. Because our Constitution forbids it. And this election is a year plus 4 months out. The powers that are taking over, that have taken over this country in this coup that has been taking place before our eyes since Donald Trump was forced out of the White House illegally, that's when the coup began. And you could say it even began before that. It began at the election cycle when Donald Trump took office. The coup was already had begun. The IRS was involved. Hillary Clinton was paying for the lie network to begin the Russia collusion. And you see all of the group that were part of the conspiracy. And I'll use that word because in this situation, the evidence is out. It was a conspiracy with more than a handful of players. Internationally, in Europe, nationally in this country, in the FBI, Mueller, some of the others, Brennan, these people were all working together. It wasn't a conspiracy. It was a plan, well-thought-out plan that began even before Donald Trump took office the first time. And this group of individuals, one person has been fired. I think it was Strzok, that demonically possessed individual, in my opinion. But he's still getting his pension. He just lost his place. There was no prosecution of Clinton or anybody in the FBI or the CIA or any of the other intelligence agencies. And they're all working still to the present. But the Bible says that when Barry Satoru resumes power, this country is going to be dumbfounded. People are not going to understand what happened. When he resumes power, and before that, it's already in the works. It's in the works right now. He can't go. He can't wait a year and 4 months. This is going to happen way ahead of then, I believe, before that time. Because the individual on the stage, the leading man, who is not the president, is not well. He is not going to hold out. His body is giving out. His mind has given out. And don't think that he's going to have a turn for the better. So I'm just telling you, presenting this to you, because already things have been set in motion for this individual to return to the highest seat of authority in this nation. And no one is going to stop him. And those many in the Democratic Party that are working with him, they're thinking somebody else will, there will be another candidate, another individual. They would like Barry because he was their man in the past, and he's given these individuals everything they've wanted. He's made them wealthy. He's made the people who are working with American agendas internationally wealthy. And the American people don't believe this could happen. He could never resume to power, even though there's talk that maybe he'd be vice president with Kamala Harris, other things like that. No, no. This man will never be in a position of second place ever again. He's had position one. He's flown in Air Force One. And a new Air Force One that was designed and paid for by this government during the Trump administration is what he's going to get around in. There will be a new Air Force One. He'll be the only authority of this country, leading authority, what we would call a president, to ever fly in that, as president, in that new vehicle. All these little things are fitting together. I've been presenting for months and months and months, kind of in a quiet way, that this empire is coming to an end. This empire is being shaken. And we're like a dog caught in a corner. The nations of the world are in revolt. I'm not talking people only, individuals. I'm talking nations are in revolt. Russia and China taking the lead to declare war on America by declaring war on the petrodollar, declaring war on the new economic cashless system that is being put in place in this country. They've designed their own digital network. They're assisting other nations in using their currencies to trade with each other. I have presented month after month after month that the nations of the world are at war with the restrictions of our sanctions, at war with America for all of the coups. Peru just elected another president. And guess who ended up in that position? The individual of our choosing. Greece had an election. We weren't able to sway that one. We almost swayed the one in Turkey here a month ago. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Jay Deplorable here. Join me for my A10 Warthog radio show, the home of truth, logic, and common sense. That Swamp Fight, Saturdays at 12 noon.
It will only grow if you plant it, so don't miss the Tree Farm's Array of Tree Sale. Now through July 18th, choose from thousands of flowering trees, fruit trees, evergreen trees, trees for narrow spaces, windbreaks, and privacy screens. Or add color to your yard with ornamental trees, flowering shrubs, perennials, and more. The Tree Farm's Array of Tree Sale.
Come see. I-25 to exit 235. then 5 miles west to the tree farm.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button.
9/11, the Podesta emails, Epstein Island, Hunter's laptop, the 2020 stolen election. What truths are they hiding? Find out this and more on Just Informed Talk Radio, weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
After minute, hour after hour, everybody's running, but half of them ain't looking. It's going on in the kitchen, but I don't know what's cooking. They say I got to learn, but nobody's here to teach me.
Money is the power, and power is the money. Minute after minute, hour after hour, no one knows what's cooking. No one knows what's happening in the kitchen. People don't understand. They can't see what's going on in this country. People aren't. We are a nation that has been responsible for coups in the other nations starting in 1945 and before. Nation after nation, coup after coup, assassination after assassination. What else is new? Hey, that's pretty good, huh? But anyhow, now the coup has come to empire. The coup is taking place in that district of criminals. Why are we so blind to see the ones who are being hurt are you and me? You know, it's interesting. I do listen to other... I'm online listening to other hosts to hear what they have to say. Many of them don't have a clue. Even they don't have a clue. Everyone is basically presenting a false hope that we're going to be able to turn things around. The Russians knew that to change a society would take about 20 years. And to take a society that has been, well, I'll give you the example. Here you have Bolshevik Revolution in Russia, 1917. They go full out communist. And it took to the, once things began to change in Russia in the 70s, right at the time that the Jesus movement in America was taking place, the embers of that religious movement jumped into Russia through young baby boom generation Christians through music. It went into Eastern Europe, into Russia. And it took about 20 years to begin to change what Russia had been to what it is today. It was a godless country. Now it is a very religious country. It is a God-centered country. In this country, it took about 20 years to go from being predominantly Christ-teaching-based Christianity to apostate Christianity, starting in about the 70s, mid-70s, and the great apostasy in this country began, and now this country, there is a form of religion that has no power. You can see it across the land. It takes time to change things. Well, now America has changed as a culture. There's no reversing what has happened. You can't reverse it. Many are trying to say that we can turn things around. No, we can hold what we have. We can hold it and hold back the evil a little bit longer. But eventually, according to the Bible, the evil will prevail. Can I prove that? Yes. You read Revelation chapter 13. The greatest evil to ever happen to mankind, not all of mankind, the unipolar West. The unipolar West. America, Canada, England, the European nations, some of the nations in NATO. We have already passed the point of no return. That point we can never come back from. Revelation 13 says that there's going to be a system. It will be an antichrist system. It will be ruled by an antichrist, an individual. Even Christians don't believe that there's going to be an individual person to rule an antichrist system. They don't know the Bible. They don't know Revelation chapter 13. And the main means of control is mammon. Mammon, dollars, bank accounts, the worship of money. And to trade, to buy, to sell, to live, exist, you have to take a mark, a number of a name, worship an image. And the world is warned in Revelation 13, do not take the mark, the number of the name. And now, on this station, on stations across the country, on YouTube, in the 70s, we had what they call the 666 computer network. I think it was in Belgium. We thought the beast was here then. No, it was in its infancy. The system that is now present, this system, they're getting the final little details finished. They're getting the, I guess you would say, the bugs, the problems are being taken care of. They're perfecting it. They're perfecting it to the point where it will be in place and it can track everything you do. We can already do that. We're not going to turn it around. We are to hold. We are to expose it. We are to present to whoever we can that will listen the dangers of the systems in technology. Not, that's just technology. In the area of health, some of the programs we play on the weekend talk about, oh, I got to go to break.
No people will tamely surrender their liberties, nor can any be easily subdued when knowledge is diffused and virtue is preserved. On the contrary, when people are universally ignorant and debauched in their manners, they will sink under their own weight without the aid of foreign invaders. Samuel Adams.
What type of financial advisor are you looking for? A lot of advisors work for some great companies that offer good products, but are they taking a close look at what truly matters to you? Most advisors are unfortunately one-trick ponies and come at you with the same strategy no matter what situation you are in. Most of the time, your advisor isn't even reaching out to you to review things and has no desire to actually build a relationship with you. You want to work with someone who's going to hustle their butt off and compete for you and make sure that you are maximizing your hard-earned dollars. I will work day and night for all of my clients and do everything in my power to deliver the best service possible. Reach out to me, Joey Jaquin, Joe Jaquin. Son, someone who is going to compete for your business and truly aligns with your conservative values. You can reach me at my personal cell, 602-909-9048. Again, 602-909-9048.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us the call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343.
So do you feel like you're in the Hotel California? Do you feel that we're in a world that is just so bizarre that it makes no sense? I don't think we're going to get to, in my opinion, my observation, looking at all of the pieces of this mystery, this puzzle, this enigma. I don't think we're going to get to the election. Joe Biden, the great indicator as to things are going to change very quickly, is Joe Biden the imposter in the White House? Someone has to come to replace him. They're not going to allow, the Bible says, a woman will never be president of the United States of America. America. You can't change it. What is written is written. So whoever resumes this role and replaces Joe Biden, already there's a team, a cabal, a multi-headed Hydra, a multi-armed Shiva of very, very evil people that are about to take complete control of empire. And I'm not expecting you and asking you, nor do I even think you're even going to believe or even want to consider what I'm saying could be possible. It's okay. I don't expect you to agree with me. Probably more than anything, you would disagree and dismiss everything I'm saying. That's okay. But for those who understand what is really happening in the darkest recesses of this country, we are at war with the world. And to go to war with the world, we have to subjugate, bring the people of this nation. We have to be subject to the decisions that this government is going to make. And again, one way to do that is through a system, a monetary system of control. That's one way. The nations of the world, they watch everything that happens in this country. Maybe the people of the nations don't, but the nations in South Africa, South America, the Central America, Europe, everyone is watching the United States of America. And what is it they're watching? They're watching what's happening in the White House. They're watching what's happening in the power structure of this government. They're fully aware that this country we're cornered, we're caged, we're vicious. And the people who have ruled this country, and the Bible does talk about this, the rulers of the earth, and it uses that term, rulers of the earth. Is it possible that there are a group of people that rule? Yes. You look at Europe. You look at the people in the monarchies, the royals. It's more clear there. In this country, you don't see royals in that sense. But in this country, there are just powerful corporations. There are powerful individuals. Wealthy, wealthy people. And dynasties. This is the way we would have to interpret it here in this country. But the people who are in power over this country and the European nations are being threatened by the multipolar world led by Russia and China. The very simplest way I can put it, two groups of people, secret societies, one in London, one in New York City, Pilgrim Society. Everything is being directed by these two groups of secret societies, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, the Rockefeller Foundations, the corporations in this nation, the agencies in the federal government. These two secret societies have their hand in everything. Our military, our penal institution, pharmaceutical companies, everything. Nothing isn't in their control in one way or the other. If you create something, if you have a patent, you patent something, it ends up in a circo. It's part of their system. Every patent, every invention in this country ends up in the patent department in Europe, controlled by Serco. The senior executive service in this country is being directed by the Pilgrim Society in Europe, London. We're going to be back in a few minutes. The podcasts are 1360khnc.com. The program is The Present Truth. And I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Don't believe what I'm saying. Just hang on and we'll see what happens.
Accidents can happen at any time and any place. Preparing ourselves is critical to being able to respond with confidence. Serious bleeding events are scary, but having Bleed Stop handy can give you the edge. Just pour it directly in the wound and apply direct pressure. Clotting happens in seconds. KHNC listeners get 20% off on the products listed. Visit the KHNC website and hit the Bleed Stop button. That's the KHNC website and hit the Bleed Stop button.
Wow, it's so soft and smooth.
It's cool to the touch. How did you do that?
Well, we took MyPillow's patented fill and combined it with this new technology that we didn't have back then when I invented MyPillow to bring you the best pillow in history, MyPillow 2.0. Because of all of you, MyPillow 2.0 has been a huge success. And now we're bringing you our best-selling go-anywhere MyPillows with the same temperature-regulating technology. Made with my patented adjustable fill and brand-new cooling fabric, they're truly the next generation of MyPillow. So go to MyPillow.com, use your promo code
KHNC
to save over 60% on our MyPillow 2.0 four-pack special. You'll get two MyPillows and two go-anywhere MyPillows. Regular $259.92, now only $99.98. King size, just $10 more. This is a limited time offer, so please order now.
KHNC.
Higher rates, lower rates, negative rates, bail-ins, bail-outs, and so much more. You know why you need to own gold and silver. At the Patriot Trading Group, we're a different kind of company. We have no commission salespeople, no boiler room sales calls, no high-price spokesmen. We believe in treating you with honesty and respect and delivering you the best products at the best price. Buying or selling, call us at 800-951-0592 or go to our website at allamericangold.com.
What they do is smiling in your face.
All the time they want to take your place, the backstabbers.
Backstabbers, they smile.
So what do we do? Do we just roll over and let them play dead and let them do whatever they want to do? No. What do we do? I say, firstly, is if you know how to pray, pray that God's will be done. And that as they try to get ahead of God's timetable, pray that God stop them. They must stay on His timeline, not theirs. Then present the truth. Tell people the truth about what you understand, the revelation that you have. And just tell people, warn them, whether they believe you or not, it's okay. Once you present something to them, they'll remember. And down the road a ways, when things start to develop, then they'll remember and they might come and ask you what's really going on and want to know what else you might be able to visit with them about that you might know that will protect them. Presently, one of the best things that I would suggest, stay out of debt. Don't go into debt. It is a curse. This is the way that the wealthy men of the earth have made their money, through usury, through debt. And this is what this country has done, has put the American people, country of this nation, in debt forever. So stay out of debt. Secondly, really think about what is important to you. Your health really is something that you should really take care of. Take care of your health. I have nephews, a lot of them, and they love sports. But two of them, just in the last year, one broke an ankle, the other tore up a knee because of basketball. So what does Uncle Rick do? He tells them, you guys, you're going to need this body for the rest of your life. Don't tear it up. Sports are fun. Basketball is great. Football, whatever. It's not worth it. You need your body. Take care of your health. Then, the third bit of advice I might give is for those who are newly married, really consider having children. Are you sure you're going to want to bring children into this world the way it is and the condition that it's in right now? You have to think about this. It's going to be expensive. And this nation has made it clear. The children of this country belong to the government. I started telling and warning people in the 80s. And they laughed at me. They said I was nuts. I was crazy. They're not laughing anymore. So with the young people, Grandma, Grandpa, I know you want grandchildren, but this is a real different time that we're in. So that'd be another bit of advice. The other thing about marriage, another bit. If you're going to get married, you better make sure the person you're going to marry is balanced with you, that you match, that you are, the scripture says, yoked equally. You need to be balanced intellectually, culturally, in what you like, dislike. Be balanced. And then pray. And when you're done praying, pray more. And then even pray more than that. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHSC.com for podcasts. We'll visit tomorrow.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Hi, my name is Sam Cheshire. My wife Lisa and I own Build Design America in Longmont, Colorado. We've been in business for over 30 years, offering full-service flooring to Northern Colorado. A few years ago, we started into Kiva Studios. We offer full-service kitchen and bath remodeling, along with a design service. We're located in Longmont at 665 Frontage Road. Our phone number is 303-772-1202. And we also offer free design services. So give us a call, 303-772-1202.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.